while you will search in vain these days for any indication of the kind from the French, the Italian Prime Minister has declared openly his nation's continued dependence upon the U.S. and the importance of their connection to us. We will never forget that we owe our freedom and our wealth to the United States of America and our democracy. And we also will never forget there have been many American young lives that were lost and sacrificed for us. So for us, the United States is not only our friend, but the guarantor of our democracy and our freedom. Time will tell the connection France has with Iraq and will demonstrate her deep desire to gain Iraq's riches. Today we celebrate our connection with Martin Luther, doctor and confessor, and declare unashamedly our dependence upon his teaching, which God has graciously used to convince us of our attachment to Christ Jesus. While some among us are distancing themselves from the name Lutheran, as also from his teachings and practice, we will never forget what being Lutheran means. Only if we give up Luther's confession, Christ alone, should we ever give up his name. Time will tell the deep connection some among us have with those who have renounced Lutheranism, and we will see the price they have paid to gain the riches of worldly approval. Our attachment is to the living vine, the only vine that will never die, of which the psalmist writes, "Look down from heaven and see, have regard for this vine, the stock which thy right hand planted. Let thy hand be upon the man of thy right hand, the Son of Man, whom thou hast made strong for thyself." The true Israel, the genuine vine, is Jesus Christ, the man of God's right hand. Jesus is the vine, and his disciples are the branches. It is through those branches that the Lord bears fruit. Judas, an unfruitful branch, had to be removed. A vine branch is lifeless and useless unless it remains attached to the true vine. The living sap flowing into it enables it to produce grapes. So with the church, the living word that flows from Jesus into his every branch is the only fruit-producing power. That word produces fruit on the branches of the vine through preaching, baptism, the Lord's Supper. Jesus dwells in the Christian when the words which he has spoken and the deeds which he has done find their dwelling place in us. This means more than passing through the church year from Christmas to Epiphany to Lent, Holy Week, Easter, and Ascension. It means holding these saving acts of Jesus and the word which declares them in your heart, trusting in them for your salvation and participating in them through your baptism into Christ on the one hand and through the eating of Christ's body and blood in the sacrament on the other. Jesus' words have a permanent residence in such a person. They do not merely inform or delight the hearer for the moment, only to be set aside for other more important knowledge or delights. That would be hypocrisy, in which seemingly true worship gives way to idolatry. We have been united to Christ, so that we are inseparably bound to his birth, suffering, death, and resurrection, both now and eternally. Indeed, every branch grows out of this life of Jesus, as does every grape. The branches of the vine are the office of the holy ministry, through which the life of Jesus flows. That Christ Jesus himself, who alone is the true vine, continues to speak and act in our midst, is symbolized by the garments of the pastor. The person who takes exception to a sinful man hearing confession and bestowing forgiveness on the troubled individual has failed the Lutheran and thus the biblical test of seeing in his or her pastor the person of Christ himself. Every branch that bears fruit, he prunes it, that it may bear more fruit. It is Jesus' desire that every branch have a clear, untangled connection to himself, the true vine, so that through each branch, the fruit may be nourished with the food of forgiveness and of life everlasting. It was a major pruning of the branches that took place at the time of the Reformation. The fruit was becoming malnourished at best. Much of it was falling from the branches unripened. The rest was being wastefully plucked away as by children running along the vine. Martin Luther was God's answer to restore health to his ailing church. From the stump of Roman Catholicism, there came forth a shoot known as Evangelical Lutheranism. There is a reason why only a few among us are called doctor, and even fewer actually deserve the title. To be doctor is not only to have great knowledge and understanding, but to be doctor is to speak simply. In the small called articles, Luther confesses that the church's holiness consists of the Word of God and true faith. The Word, Jesus Christ, has come down from heaven and has not returned without watering the earth and making it bear and sprout. You are the sheep who hear the voice of your shepherd. The Word and faith are your treasures, your attachment to Christ in everything. For it is not the water indeed that does them, but the Word of God which is in and with the water, and faith which trusts such Word of God in the water. It is the words here written, given and shed for you for the remission of sins. Which words, besides the bodily eating and drinking, are the chief thing in the sacrament? And he that believes these words has what they say and express, the forgiveness of sins. Likewise, in the sacrament of repentance, having confessed, God would have us hear Christ's voice, his very word of absolution, and firmly believe that by it our sins are forgiven before God in heaven. Dr. Rast, I use that title purposefully, has reminded us that Charles Crowth battled the same demons we face. Students, study diligently. Too ignorant have we been of our own doctrines and our own history. Too little have we known of the fountain from which we sprang, and we have taken pride in times past in claiming a paternity in every reputable form of Christianity, and have denied our proper parentage. Shame that it has been so. Let us go back to our Father's house. Let us sit down at his table. They will better suit our appetite than the crumbs which we have gathered elsewhere. Abide in me. Remember your baptism. And I in you. Receive the blessed body and blood of Christ, and you will bear much fruit. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.